1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Our conversation continues. Yeah. It's the CJCS 100th. We're in conversation with Steve and Carolyn Ray. So again, we're talking about CJCS 1240 AM, located on Ontario Street, the offices. Yeah. Still thoughts of switching to FM, but we do a move, an office move.
Yeah, that happened right as we took over. And it was pretty scary.
from what vantage point? Well, just in terms of any kind of move?
Or? Trying to get this place wired. Oh man, it was incredible. And when you move something that is, that is a well established, been there for many, many, many years, into something new. Although the reason we moved was because the rent was so much cheaper, mm-hmm. here, significantly cheaper, and allowed us to do a lot more with the location. So we were able to build out these. This used to be a nursery school.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, this
building.
Our kids went here as nursery school students. Yeah, absolutely. And so to walk in and say, okay, well, we've got these 24 by 24 foot classrooms or whatever they are.
And little toilets.
And little tiny toilets. And
very low to the ground.
What do you do with the space? So we had to, fit it out differently. And Telemedia helped with that because they knew that they'd be selling it, but they also knew that the lease was up and we had to be operational. Mm-hmm. So they helped a lot with that as well. But
Bill, who's the engineer?
Are we talking Bill Toffelmeyer?
Bill Toffelmeyer, way to go.
Yeah.
So he's the one you're relying on for everything.
We look back on it now. CJCS, certainly at that time, was one of the few independently owned radio stations in all of Canada, which you're seeing fewer and fewer now.
That's so true. The other really cool thing about CJCS and Stratford was that the Beacon Herald was also locally owned. And we were one of the only towns or cities in North America that had an independently owned radio station and an independently owned newspaper.
Yeah.
So it was really unique that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, the Dingman family did such an incredible job running the Beacon Herald. It was wonderful to be competitors, but friends as well.
Yeah. So we're here now at 376 Romeo Street South. It's still CJCS AM 1240, but now the FM. Not CJCS FM just yet.
No.
The other FM. Tell us how this all transpired. Obviously, it was, in terms of applications and things like that, but a long journey to get there, shall we say.
Oh, it was a huge journey to get there. It took a couple years. We had to, first of all, find a signal that was available and then apply for it to the CRTC. The CRTC takes a very long time after you make a presentation to make a decision on it, and they finally did. And then it took us a year to get it on the air.
Okay.
So it takes a long time. It's not something you can just snap your fingers and say, we're going to do this like next week. No, it does not happen that way.
But Carolyn, how exciting was this? I mean, this was long talked about, Stratford deserves an FM station. We need an FM station. How exciting was this?
It was really, really cool. There's a little tidbit of history here that I think you might know, Jamie, but you also get to have the call letters for a radio station. So it just so happened that our family, it was, we applied for CSGK.
CKGS.
CKGS.
That's okay. What we applied for.
Carolyn, okay. Kelsey, Graham, Steve.
Okay.
They wouldn't let us have it.
Oh, okay.
Because it was competition in Cambridge.
Okay.
CKGL in Kitchener said that's too close to what we are.
Okay.
So, people might mistake it or whatever. So we had to change it.
All right.
So CKGS became CHGK, which means?
Carolyn, husband, Kelsey Graham.
So that's as close as I got to it.
I'd often wondered about that H, but I wasn't.
That was the only way we could get an H and a G and a K and a
Carolyn
C
and partner.
That's right.
Yeah, he didn't have that much to do with it.
And then on the air, CHGK, on the air as Mix FM.
As Mix 107.7, right. And it was so exciting. It was incredible. And the wonderful thing was, People, you know, probably don't have any idea that the radio station relies solely on revenues from advertising sales. And we were losing so many advertising sales of the national variety. So there's a representative of that works for our company that sold the advertising to the McDonald's, the General Motors, the, you know, all of the big corporate clients. And we were missing out on that because we were only an AM station. Mm. And now we kept telling them how great we were in the community and what an incredible penetration and all of that stuff, but they just really didn't believe it because they were located in Toronto, where all radio was FM, and or the biggest radio stations were FM. So starting CHGK or Mix FM was a huge bonus, because all of a sudden all of that money started to come into to our coffers, and that really helped.
Mm-hmm. And a terrific signal for this area too, the whole thing.
Yeah. So it was exciting. It was very, very fun times.
Oh, okay. And,
And I remember Jim Fuhrer, we were listening to Jim's talk about his memories and how he had a big freaking pink cement mixer on the front lawn when we started this thing. Yeah.
And Lorena McKennett in Lorena, the parking lot.
Okay.
She was that first song played on Mix.
My goodness.
The Mummer's Dance was the very first song ever played when we launched it.
And she was in the parking lot with us. Yeah.
We did it outdoors. It was a beautiful day.
Oh, fantastic.
September day. And 2003.
So here we are. We have CJCSAM. We have now Mix FM 107.7. And still CJCS switch from AM to FM, still down the horizon.
Yep.
Were you still thinking about that at that time?
Not really.
Because you've had acquired now this FM station. Yeah.
And CJCS was working. It on 1240, it still really worked well.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that was happening was there were a lot of AM radio stations signing off. So the more radio stations that signed off that were somewhere around the frequency of 1240, the better the signal. So it was only 1,000 watts, but it had huge range just because it was almost becoming clear channel. It was almost becoming uninterrupted entirely by any other frequencies.
Okay.
So it was pretty amazing, really, the widespread appeal of a radio station that was still AM.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And you could still cover the Culletons and things like that with the AM station.
Or there Blue Jays baseball, that sort of thing.
Yeah, sort of opportunities there that they didn't have on the
exactly.
FM the same way.
All right. So again, we're an independently owned station. We're at 376 Romeo Street South. It's two stations now, AM and the FM. And then some changes happening down this road of wrapping things up or handing it off.
So radio is a, if I may say, it's a pretty sexy business. People would knock on our door regularly trying to buy it. And so one of them that had knocked on our door was Chris Grossman from Moose Broadcasting up in Bracebridge, centered up that way. And he phones again. So he had phoned like a year before, 2 years before, and said, well, what's your price? And we told him the price. He says, it's not worth that, and da-da-da, whatever. So I get a phone call in the morning. And he said, so I'm interested in buying you again. I went, okay, let's talk. And he says, what's your price now? And I told him the price, and he said, well, it's not worth that much. And I said, it is to us. Because we have to retire. We're not going to go, I'm not going to work for you, and I'm not going to continue to work if I'm not the owner and the manager and the boss and the both of us. So Carolyn by then was the general manager of the radio station. I was doing
or mom.
Yeah. I was doing sales and I had started in a consulting business as well. But so he phones and we signed a non-disclosure agreement and sent him our financials, and We had an offer by that afternoon.
Oh, my goodness.
It was not quite there, but pretty darn close.
Okay.
It took us a while to work it out, but like a couple days. And then we sold.
Okay. We'll wrap up our conversation with former station owners Steve and Carolyn Ray. That's coming up later this hour. It's the CJCS 100th, 107.1 CJCS FM.